Hello, today is Tuesday, August 14th, 2018. I'm Joe Schmidt with TC2, and this is Staying Connected. Today's podcast is a continuation of our Staying Connected podcast series titled Staying Ahead of the Demand for Network Cost Savings. We've been covering a range of topics and providing strategies to help enterprises achieve continuous network cost improvement and deliver world-class network infrastructure. In this session, I'm joined by Pat Gilpatrick and Larry York. Both are project directors at TC2, and both have a long history of helping enterprise clients. What we'll be discussing today is why it's so important to use the leverage that transformation projects will create and use it as an integral part of your sourcing strategy. Pat and Larry, thanks for joining me. And Pat, let me start with you. First of all, what is a transformation project, and why does it create procurement leverage for enterprise users?
Thanks, Joe. A transformation project represents the decision that an IT organization makes to deploy something new technology, new service, which promises benefits to the business, such as increased productivity or higher levels of cost efficiency. New IT technologies are developing at a really rapid pace these days, creating a lot of opportunities for businesses to evaluate them, implement them, and realize the process-related promised savings. Enterprises are becoming increasingly digitized and more dependent on a high-performing, reliable network infrastructure. So simply throwing money at the existing technology doesn't really make the grade. Not to mention, they have a never-ending need for additional bandwidth, wireless LAN capacity, improved resiliency, and all these new security products necessary to protect them from the ever-increasing external threats. So at the moment, SD-WAN, network segmentation, and internet-first strategies are the transformation poster children on the networking side. They provide solutions for customers to better make use of higher throughput with lower-cost bandwidth alternatives, and higher levels of customer control. But there are a lot of other examples in this space, like unified communications, cloud solutions, or the advent of 5G wireless technology. But with a transformation project, it's just not as straightforward as simply switching out a legacy technology for a new one. It's a complete change of approach that affects what services are sourced, how they're contracted, how they're deployed, and how they're managed. So it's these kinds of forklift process changes that are inherent with many of the new services that create leverage in the procurement process.
So, Larry, why is that so?
Well, first, thanks, Pat. These are definitely exciting times for the enterprise customers. And Joe, to answer your question, I would say for one reason, enterprises look to deliver many of these transformation initiatives through more outsourcing and or managed network services. So whether that involves new services or new hardware, these types of projects can leverage an evolving marketplace where a range of smaller and more nimble service providers specialize in individual technologies and services. So the new competitors are growing their market share at the expense of traditional carriers and large system integrators. Not only do the new technologies and services create opportunities to leverage spend with your incumbents, but they also create the opportunity to bring in non-incumbents who can compete very effectively. We see this time and time again. And these transformational projects reduce barriers to entry, and they certainly level the playing field. In a traditional like-for-like procurement, the incumbent has the inherent advantage, where there's low risk and little or no transition cost or complexity. Conversely, in transformational procurements, the customer's already prepared for the cost and effort of transformational process changes, whether that is with the incumbent supplier or with a new supplier.
That's true, but I would add that in addition to opening up the field to more participants, transformational procurements put a lot greater emphasis on the supplier's actual capabilities and solutions compared to procurements for commodity services, which tend to focus more on price, which is basically buying more of the same for less. Suppliers resist competing on price for largely similar services, but both incumbents and non-incumbents are a lot more attracted to a competitive opportunity that encourages innovation, transformational solutions, and allows them to present their differentiators. Incumbent providers, almost all of which are busy competing in this space because they're going to lose market share if they don't and or write down revenue, they're very motivated to be evaluated on other factors, as are the new entrants.
Okay, so from a buyer's perspective, these kinds of projects, they result in a wider field of suppliers and a broader set of evaluation criteria. But Larry, what does it look like from the supplier's perspective?
Yes, Joe, that's an interesting perspective to look at this new dynamic. The non-incumbent suppliers view these particular moments in time as the opportunity to grab market share. Customers that are proactively embracing transformation are viewed by the supplier community as far more likely to change from one supplier to another. So this positively positions the buyer with both the incumbent and the non-incumbent. So the non-incumbent suppliers are highly incented to deploy their best bid teams and provide their most competitive proposals. Likewise, it minimizes any complacency from the incumbents. So these opportunities present a unique market dynamic that we see every so many years in our ICT space. This is an opportunity for non-incumbent suppliers, especially new entrants, to grab market share now and focus on profitability later.
Larry, those are all really good points and very good observations. I would only add that these kind of opportunities, like you mentioned, only come around ever so often. So IT organizations cannot lose the chance to take advantage of them. And the best way and the only way to take advantage of this dynamic is to use a competitive RFP process. This approach maximizes the organization's ability to assess competing supplier capabilities, their underlying technologies, their solutions, and to drive the best possible deal. We here at TC2 typically find these kinds of projects tend to provide the best opportunity to achieve best-in-class contractual terms, commercial flexibility, and they also allow you to realize a continual cost reduction that was projected from the onset of the project, not only now, but over the life of the contract, whatever the new platforms or services are that will be deployed.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you, Pat, and thank you, Larry. You know, I think you guys have provided some very useful insights. And again, as you said, enterprises, they really do need to take advantage of these unique sourcing opportunities. And thank you to the listening audience. For our next podcast in this Staying Connected series, I'll be joined by my TC2 colleague Mark Sheard and LB3's Andrew Brown, who will be talking with me about one of the most popular transformational technologies today, SD-WAN and Internet First strategies. So you don't want to miss that podcast. Finally, if you would like to learn more about best practices for competitive sourcing your network infrastructure services, or if you'd like to discuss other ICT needs with Pat, Larry, me, or any of our LB3 and TC2 colleagues, please give us a call or drop us an email. And you can also stay current by checking out our websites or follow us on LinkedIn.